Welcome to the Visit Laredo podcast, where culture, flavor, and adventure meet on the border. My name is Silke Hasso, and I am joined today by the wonderful Erika M. Contreras, who is the marketing director for the outlet shops of Laredo. How are you, Erika?
I'm good, Silke. How are you?
I am good. Busy, but it's been great so far.
It's been a great month so far.
Has it? Why is that?
Well, it's already the start of the holiday season for us, so it's been so exciting lately. So, yeah, we're ready.
I know. You guys had a hectic Halloween, you told me, right?
We had a hectic Halloween, and then we had about over 2,500 people at our tree lighting last Friday. So it was absolutely amazing to see the community come out and embrace that whole new holiday, you know, kickoff.
I love that. And I love that you guys are outdoors, which is very, very special, especially here, like, downtown, because you get to see... You know, you have the view of the river if you're eating at Titos or something.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so phenomenal.
Yes.
It's so phenomenal. So I did want to ask you, I know a lot of people out of town especially don't know that we have the outlets. Mm-hmm. What exactly sets the outlet shops Laredo apart from other destinations in the region?
So we are in the heart of downtown Laredo. And we're also at the, you know, beautiful river right by the Rio Grande River. And we offer up to 70% off at top name brand stores with the focus on providing exceptional shopping experience. We bring together designer brands and unbeatable discounts. And of course, we are a two-leveled shopping center, and we are located in the heart of downtown Laredo alongside the scenic Rio Grande River. And I don't know, I don't think there's any other shopping outlet in South Texas that is by the Rio Grande River. We're literally, what, a minute away from Mexico? So I think it's just an awesome, you know, experience to come out here and enjoy the outlets.
Yeah, it's like you step outside and you're like, I'm in Mexico.
Just exactly, kind of.
Kind of, you still have to cross the river.
But also the outlets, like the ambiance and just being there, it's just something totally different, you know. I know we're in Laredo, but you kind of walk in there and you're like, am I in Laredo? Because it's just totally, something totally different than what, you know, we expect. So
how does the outlet shops contribute to, like, the local economy, especially here for the community of Laredo?
So the outlets plays a vital role in the local economy by creating jobs across various retail sectors and generating substantial tax revenue for local government through sales and property taxes. By attracting customers to a central location, we help support local businesses and in some cases serve as incubators for small entrepreneurs by offering retail space and access to a large customer base. In this way, the outlets acts as a key driver of economic activity within the community. So we basically are a little hub that brings in, you know, all these wonderful things to our community and our economy. So, yeah, that's the outlets all in summed up in a little
paragraph.
Yeah.
Right. What role do you guys bring in when it comes to visitors? I know a lot of people like to come to Laredo because it's a little bit of Mexico. It's a little bit of the U.S. So it has that we like to call it the Mex-Tex culture, right? Yeah. Because we're a little bit more Mexican than we are American. So you get the beauty of both worlds. Oh, you're totally fine. And how does that help with visitors, or how are you bringing in visitors more?
So we are a central hub for the community, and then we attract visitors by offering a space to shop, socialize, and engage in a variety of activities. We provide a gathering point for people to come together, and we contribute to a strong sense of community to help boost our local foot traffic.
Are there any, you know, exciting events or sales that are coming up this holiday season? I mean, it's almost Christmas, and it's almost New Year, so it's a whole start of a new year. What exactly can we expect or see at the outlets?
So first and foremost is the wonderful sales that we have. I mean, we have over 70% off at most all of our stores. And of course, you're going to start seeing that winter clearance sale. You start seeing the winter sales. Mm-hmm. And we also do have beautiful decorations where people come out and take photos. I mean, people wait for us to transform into this holiday, beautiful winter wonderland, as people call it. Mm-hmm. We do have 100% chance of snow, which we don't have anywhere else in Laredo.
Right.
So it's like 80 degrees, but it's snowing at the outlets. So we do that every day at 6 p.m. And we do this to bring out the community to enjoy, you know, something different. But also we offer those wonderful deals at our national brand stores. And that's another thing is the outlet shops has a bunch of national brand, you know, stores in downtown Laredo. And that's mm-hmm. a big deal. I mean, it's stores like Nike. It's stores like Adidas, Abercrombie, Banana Republic. We have those stores in downtown Laredo. And I, you know, I can't stress that enough. Like, we are in downtown Laredo, the heart of Laredo. You know, people should come out and shop and enjoy the holiday season. You also get that beautiful holiday music. Mm-hmm. You just start getting more excited for the holiday season. So, yeah. And, of course, discounts, discounts, discounts.
Oh, we love a good discount. Always. I know I love a good discount. And then you guys also host, like, farmers markets, correct?
Yes. So we do partner up with the Laredo Main Street, and they do the El Centro de Laredo's farmers market once a month. So, yeah, we do host them. And it's just a wonderful event that brings in people that wouldn't normally come to the outlets. And so when we partnered up, when we first started, I think that we were both, Laredo Main Street and myself and the outlets, we were both iffy. You know, we were like, is it going to be a good mix? And it was a perfect, perfect mix. And people came out and enjoyed. So we got their customer and they got our customer. And now everyone is excited for that once a month farmers market, because you get to come and shop with your little small businesses and your mm-hmm. local little businesses, and they get to have some, you know, farm grown goods, plus you get to come out and shop some awesome deals. So yeah, we have it once a month, and this month it'll be December the 14th. Mm-hmm. And we are also, because our culture is so rich, we do celebrate the Virgin Mary's celebration. And so we do have matachines that'll be here, and they do it beautiful ceremony for the Virgin Mary, which we do have a statue of the Virgin Mary, mm-hmm. and it's located by Carter's and Five Below. And so we do have the matachines come out here, and then we do have the mariachis come out here and sing to her, and we do have people that come out and give her, you know, some offerings and some thank yous. And I think that's so beautiful for especially our culture. You know, it's just a beautiful gesture, and we love it. So
I have goosebumps. Look at that.
It is a beautiful ceremony. I mean, people come. I mean, we've had, you know, priests come out. And I think maybe the bishop came out one year. Mm. And it's a beautiful celebration. And it just keeps growing and growing. And when you got the chills now. But when you go and see it, it's even more beautiful because of that just sentiment. And just our culture. Like, our culture is so beautiful.
It is. And something I love about you guys is that you work a lot with locals. I know we did our coffee tour recently, mm-hmm. and one of our coffee members or coffee shops on the list is Dark Rock. Uh-huh. Excuse me, sorry. Don't get angry, Dark Rock. Dark Rock Coffee, who have been fantastic for us. They've helped us so much, and their coffee is delicious. And you guys gave them a space where they can.
So this is where we... You know, sometimes we need to think outside of the box when it comes to how we can bring in more foot traffic, especially during the week. But after partnering up with, or after COVID, actually, we started with pop-up shops. And that was becoming popular everywhere because during COVID, people were making things and then how are we going to get rid of it? Mm-hmm. So we started pop-up shops. What a wonderful way to get all these people to come out here after you made 2 years worth of stuff, right? Because of COVID, you were stuck at home. So then Alan from Dark Rock Coffee, he was one of our pop-up vendors. And mm-hmm. so that turned into us reaching out to him and being like, are you sure you don't want his space? And we saw that he was looking around, and we were like, why would he look around if he's here, you know, most of the weekends? And so we got him to come and open up a shop. And I mean, he was here every weekend with our pop-up. And I think that's a great story to tell, you know, that mm-hmm. he was a pop-up vendor, and now look at him. Yeah. You know, we do help small businesses. And we've had a couple of pop-up vendors that have turned into a small retail store for us. Another one is Red Nebula. She would make her own jewelry, and now she's got a store mm-hmm. there with us, which is upstairs next to Perry Ellis. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. I think it's great that you're helping out locals, especially those little small businesses mm-hmm. that they don't think they have the capacity to be this big store, big business, and then boom, out of nowhere they're popping up, right? Let's knock on wood. But they're like popping up, and you're like, wow, like that's amazing. And to be a part of such a big experience that the outlets is, I think it's huge.
We think it's huge too, and we think it's great also. I mean, we didn't have a coffee shop, so we were, you know, wondering if anybody was going to ever think about opening one. And just when we thought, you know, probably not, Alan was like, let's give it a shot. And so he made his little kiosk, and I think it's just beautiful, and he's mm-hmm. just a wonderful human, you know. Him and his family are wonderful people, so I think that even makes it even better, and his story is just amazing. So yeah.
So what can visitors expect to see when they go to the outlets? Give me the deets. Are there any new stores coming? I know you can't tell me that much. I know it's a, you know, you guys like to keep your secrets, which is totally fine because you like to keep us intrigued and guessing.
Yes.
The same way you did with Five Below. I saw the big space and I was like, what are they making? I need to know now. What can you tell me, Brett?
So I mean, we can't say much.
Right.
But do expect some more stuff coming soon. And we're excited. I mean, we're always pushing to bring something that we think the community needs. So, I can't say much. That's all I can say.
Dang it, I tried. I really, really tried.
But it is, you know, there is things that we look at that we know that, you know, maybe the outlets needs or Laredo needs. So, you know, we have our corporate leasing department working hard on bringing some cool stuff. So, yeah. Stay tuned.
I know. Stay tuned. What stores do you currently have? You don't have to name them all, but I want all of them.
50.
All of them. All the stores. All the stores.
So, so we do have Adidas. We do have a Banana Republic. And I'm naming stores that we don't have, that we don't share with anyone else, right, mm-hmm. in Laredo. So mm-hmm. Adidas, Nike, Banana Republic, Abercrombie and Fitch, Vera Bradley, Five Below, though it is shared with everybody else, but it's a Five Below downtown. It's mm-hmm. amazing. My check stays there every day because I go there every single day.
Same, girl. Same.
It's like I'm going out to lunch and yeah, I'm running
same.
Over there. Like,
we literally just went to Five Below today. I'm not lying. No, we were like, we need to buy a Jenga set. Where can we buy a Jenga set?
Five Below.
And yeah, I know. We were like, oh, I think the dollar store has some. And then I was like, wait. Hold on, let me check Five Below. And we typed, and I was like, Jenga, three left, let's go.
Let's go get them, yeah. So, I mean, I have been there, yeah, every day. I even go in there, I'm like, if you get new stuff, can you call me, you know? And they're like, right. Oh, yeah. I'm like, don't call me for real. But, yeah, we do have Gap. You know, it's the only Gap in, I think, South Texas right now. I don't think that there's any Gap up 150 miles north. So, we have a Gap, and then we have our specialty stores, which are like Top Snack, Top Shop. Mm-hmm. We have Anita's right now, which is the Christmas store, and Anita's will transform into the Anita's store, which will be florals for spring,
oh.
and it'll continue to transform with the seasons.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they'll be staying, and of course, we've got Hanes. So Hanes had transformed into a Champion and now is back to Hanes, so they'll start bringing more of their intimates. So it'll be more of the for the women, the bras, the underwear, that you know, all the girdles, all that great stuff.
Right.
We've got it back because we need that stuff. You know, people mm-hmm. come out and they're shopping for stuff like that. So, and of course, our perfume stores like Fragrance Outlet and Perfumes For You, and our children's stores like Carter's and the Children's Place. So. So many stores, and I can continue naming them, but
right.
you probably have more questions.
I know. No, and they're so affordable. I went to Carter's last time, my niece's 4 months today, actually.
Oh, nice.
And I got, like, I think it was, like, 3 pairs for, I don't even know, I think it was, like, $15. And I was like, whoa,
yeah.
this is great. I'm going to be here.
Great
I was like, this was an error. This was a mistake. What did I just do?
I'll be here every day.
Right.
Again. Right yeah. after. And it's right across from Five Below. So.
Right. So it's like perfect. I just go there and get candy, then go to the baby store. It's perfect. What's a better, you know, hour lunch than that?
Yeah, exactly. We have some great stores, though.
We do. And then you mm-hmm. have Tito's, which is delicious.
We do have Tito's. It's so yummy. And we also have a Dallas Cowboys store. Now,
oh, that's
I know
right.
that people right now are like, Dallas Cowboys, what? But
that's what they say. But at the end of the day, they're
hardcore
fans. Hardcore.
We are hardcore forever Cowboys fan, so we do have the Pro Shop, so the Dallas Cowboy Pro Shop outlet, so everyone needs to come out and check out. There's a store for everyone,
mm-hmm.
for everyone, so yeah.
And that's the fun part. You can always find something.
Mm-hmm.
Always find something. Bring your boyfriends, bring your husbands, leave them alone. They'll
exactly.
go their own way, you go on your
yes.
own way, and
get
meet
their card and
in an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't have to wait in the car. Just go to the cowboy store. I'll be there in a bit.
I'll be there later. Go to Under Armour. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'm going to Banana. Bye.
Right. Bye. Just give me your card.
Exactly.
So how are the shops working to implement the practice of modernization when it comes to that ultimate shopping experience?
So our center is still very new. So, I mean, we do have that cardboard recycling program. We do run energy efficient systems. And we also research trends with social media. We do, you know, work with our corporate office. And we also work with the other malls that are in our portfolio. We work with them and we work together on trying to find the next best thing, mm-hmm. or the next thing to stay modern, to stay in the trend, right? Mm-hmm. So we're always working with each other, trying to just stay afloat. Like, you know, hey, have you heard this? You know, this, that. And we have a portfolio with stores everywhere, so they might know a trend that I don't know, and we, you know, just back and forth. So yeah. Right.
That's the beauty of social media. There's always something new. It's like you think you caught up and you're like, yes, I did it. And then the next day there's something else and you're like, oh my gosh.
No.
And you're like, I just finished this reel that took me 2 weeks.
Oh gosh.
And then
yes.
You get the intern and she's like, I'll do it in one day. And you're like, you know what, intern? I don't have time for you. Go on your lunch break. Go to Five Below, please. Go to Five Below. So do you guys engage with or support local causes or charities or how does that work?
So we do. We actually partnered up with the Border Patrol. We do the Youth of the Month. So every month we give, I think it's 11 students every month, we give them a gift card and some goodies. But at the end of the year, we do give a $500 scholarship to the senior. So I think that's a great way of working together with our, working together with our community. We do work together with schools. I mean, you name it, we've worked with them. We worked with the Salvation Army. We do the kettlebell kickoff, what we just did on Saturday, on November 16th. They bring out their bells. They ring their bells. And what we ask is for everyone to bring a toy because mm-hmm. they do a big toy drive. So, yeah, I mean, those are examples of, you know, things that we do together with the local economy, the local organizations.
Are there any exciting events coming this holiday season? I know that's why everyone's here, because they're like, are you going to give me the specials or
yes.
not?
Yes. Specials. So if you are a VIP member, and I do highly recommend you become a VIP member, go to our website, theoutletshopsalaredo.com, click on the VIP. All you have to do is input your email, check your email, answer the quick questions. But with becoming a VIP member, you do get a coupon book every time you go to the outlets. You just go to the mall office, you show them that you're a member, and we mm-hmm. give you a coupon book. That coupon book is like gold. And so people come and get it, and they go out and they shop because you get extra discounts at participating stores that are in that VIP. But not only that, on holiday seasons, you get a freebies. So, you mm-hmm. know, in October, we did a free blanket from Vera Bradley. In November, we did a free Dallas Cowboys cap, which was limited edition, only for Laredo. And then now for December, we will be doing a spend and get. So if you spend $100, you get a $25 gift card. That gift card you could use at any store at the outlet shops.
Wow.
So you do get, and on your birthday, you do get a $10 gift card as well. So you do get really cute perks for being part of our VIP members. But not only that. We do have a bunch of events that are coming up, which on December 14th, we do have, of course, El Centro de Laredo's Farmers Market. We do have Slimerella's Christmas pop-up. Mm-hmm. And with that, she's going to have, for the first 100 children, they'll have a holiday slime workshop. And then they'll have milk and cookies with Santa. And then we have a gingerbread decorating contest, and the winner wins a $500 gift card. We also do have DJ nights. So on Thursday, we have DJ Ricky Rick that comes up.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
It's just so much fun. Yes. So all this is on our website, theoutletshopsalaredo.com. So DJ nights, which has just become so popular and so much fun, mm-hmm. our DJ Ricky Rick comes out and he does music. But not only that, so every DJ night is on Thursday, but he themes it. So the first night will be like an ugly sweater. The second night, the second Thursday would be like a holiday pajamas. And then I think like the last night is Team Grinch or Team Santa. So you have to wear like a shirt. Cute. Yeah, it's really cute. This year, he is doing a karaoke. So not only do you have to be themed, you also have to sing a song and you get a gift card.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it's so much fun. And people come out, I mean, a lot of people come out. They're so excited for it. I love the participation. Laredo is so exciting. Like,
yeah,
when it comes to like parties and stuff, yeah, we are going to deliver. Okay.
Yeah. We like a good pachanga.
We do. And people come out and dress up and it's just fun. It's so much fun. And then it just makes the night shopping even better because it's in the evening. So it's 6 p.m., 6 to 8. Yeah, it's fun. We invite everybody. And we have so many things going on in December. Good. We also have Slimerella. She will be our naughty elf. And she comes out on Saturdays and Sundays on the weekends in December. Mm-hmm. And she gives out gift cards to random people. She's just running all over the outlets doing naughty things. But she does give out gift cards to people. So,
wow.
Yeah, find her and you'll get a gift card.
That's awesome.
Yes, and of course we do have all the wonderful sales, right?
Right.
All the, you know, winter sales that we have. Come out and shop. Shop till you drop with all the sales that we have. Yeah.
And then I know one of the number one questions that we always get asked, and we get phone calls all the time, is the parking situation. Tell me about that. How is that going?
Our outdoor parking, which is the one that does not have a roof on, that is right in front of the river. That is our parking lot. That's parking lot number 2. And that is 2 hours for free. And after that, it's $2 an hour. Now, our garage parking lot, that is $2 an hour as soon as you go in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you have a 10-minute 15-minute, like, little grace if you go in by accident, you know, and you don't know, oh, my God, I didn't know I have to pay. You can come back out with that ticket that you got and on the way out. So if you're going to pay with your ticket, if you're going to pay with a credit card, you can pay on the way out. Mm-hmm. If you're going to pay with cash, we do have 2 pay stations. One's located by Old Navy and the other one's located by Skechers.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. So that's where the pay stations are if you're paying with cash.
Okay.
And of course, if there's any problems, just press the help button on the actual parking station and a person will come on the phone and they'll come on the little machine and they'll tell you what to do.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
and
know.
They're
I know.
Bilingual, so don't be afraid because people are like, do you speak English? Because, you know, or do you speak Spanish? Because, so yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. We're bilingual.
And they're great. They're so nice. I know I always forget my key, and I'm always like, hello? And they're like, yes. And I feel at this point they're like, it's her again. And
I'm yes, like, you I can forget. Go ahead and go.
Yeah, I was like, I forgot my key. I promise I'm an employee. And they're like, go ahead. And then they just open it, and I'm like, thanks.
It's like her again.
And
no,
I know.
No.
They hear my voice, and they're like, go ahead. They're like, just go.
No.
At this point, I'm just going to start pressing it like Morse code, like,
it's me. We'll let them know. 3 times it's her.
3 times it's her. Yeah, well, thank you so much for being here, Erica. It was great talking to you. Please promote yourself. Give me all your socials. Give me your phone number. Give me your social security number. All that
Absolutely
good stuff.
Not. No, so my name is Erica M. Contreras. I am the marketing director at the Outlet Shops at Laredo. Please go by and visit us. We're located at 1600 Water Street. My office is Suite A160, and we ask you to come by the office to come pick up a coupon book.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we give goodie bags. So come out during the holidays, come out. And also, if anyone's listening from Mexico, if you have a bus group, call us. We will give you $150 in gift cards, and plus we'll give all your people that are in the bus a goodie bag with some coupon books. So, and also, if anyone is having any type of event, contact us. We're always willing to provide something good for you. A goodie, a donation, some goodie bags. What else? Call us, 956-625-5353. Visit us on our website, theoutletshopsatlaredo.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.
Woo, you got all 3.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it. It's hard.
It's hard. Oh, girl, you're talking. Yep, I get
The good thing is
you have an intern that works at Five Below.
I don't. But I do hire content creators and social media influencers, which I absolutely love. I'm their biggest cheerleader, so I do hire them because they are on the ball every, you know, they know the next great thing to do, and that helps me so much. So shout out to all our influencers and content creators that we use. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Shout out to them.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Hopefully we can chat with you next time there's a big event.
Of course. And there's always something happening at the outlets. I always want to come. Invite me all the time.
You know what? Every week, let's do it. You can be my co-host. Oh, why not? I
love it. Let's do it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Remember to follow Visit Laredo on, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have LinkedIn, we have Facebook, we have all those good goods. Remember to share with your friends, and if you like us, give us a phone call, and we can answer any questions you have. And thank you so much for listening.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Silke.
Bye.